Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey guys, how are you? It's Kelly from thehappyworkaholic.com, and today I'm sharing with you guys what I am up to on my self-care and personal development journey. I have decided to hold myself accountable, aka share with all of you so that you can help me keep on track, and vice versa. So if you want to hold yourself accountable, whether it's with food, with personal development, with self-care, come on over to the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group and we can all hold ourselves accountable and keep each other accountable over there. So I'm going to share with you what I'm up to right now. So as of yesterday, so today is day two, I am making better food choices. I'm always making healthy meals and meal prepping, and I'm always showcasing like super healthy vegan and keto recipes on my Instagram. So if you haven't seen them, feel free to come on over and say hello at The Happy Workaholic is where you can find me. But then I'm making these great choices and meal prepping, and then in between, I'm either drinking too much or eating carbs and sugar, and it kind of defeats the purpose, right? So as of yesterday, I'm holding myself accountable to be, I'm going to be eliminating as many carbs and sugar and salt as I possibly can. For me personally, I bounce in between eating keto and then eating vegan. It's so crazy. I just have to do what my body is craving, and sometimes I want nothing to do with meat, and then sometimes all I want is like the biggest burger in the world. So it's really hard to meal prep when you're feeling like that. So I actually have to prep things separately so that if I am craving just veggies, then I'll eat the veggies. And then if I want just meat, then I'll eat the meat and add cheese or whatever. So that's how I am meal prepping these days for keto diet and vegan and just vegetarian. I'm just really eating what's best and how I feel. I'm not doing any supplements. I have a protein shake. I don't even know the name of it because they took the label off. I think it's Vega or it's a pea protein. It's a vegan one. I'm juicing a lot. I'm doing my protein shakes. And if I want to eat keto, I will. If I want to eat vegan or vegetarian, I will. So it's really about how my body feels. Something else I'm doing is going for walks every day. Yesterday I went, and I'm about to go after I record and upload these podcasts. There is absolutely no reason why I should not be walking on the beach every single day. I'm in San Diego, and a friend of mine I was on the phone with the other day, she said, walking every day is a non-negotiable. And I'm like, for somebody to say that, that doesn't have an autoimmune disease that maybe could leave her paralyzed, like there's absolutely no reason why I am not outside working out every day like I was a few months ago. I kind of fell into a slump and it's just not acceptable. So I'm taking accountability for myself and getting back on track. So as far as self-care, I am obsessed with face masks. I am doing my nails and toes myself these days and my brows. Normally I get my brows waxed like every month. And then I'll do the upkeep myself. I have like little razors and I have like the best Tweezerman tweezers. They're so sharp. I love them. But my nails, I've had gel nails forever and I can't have them anymore because My fingertips are so sensitive from my chemo. It literally feels like somebody's lighting a match on my finger when I get gels. So I'm living my best life with natural nails, and I just did them last night, filed them, and my toes as well. And yes, I can get a pedicure. It's like so like annoying because 1 minute it hurts, and the next it's like pins and needles. But I really just go for the massage chair, I'm not gonna lie. but my nails, my toes, my brows, a good face mask. I'm sleeping with my lavender oil in the diffuser at night. I have a new sleep app I used for the first time last night called Sleep Better. And it actually, it gives you like really nice, easy music to wake up to. And it accounts for your sleep, like how you were deep sleeping. There's a log for your dreams, and it's called Sleep Better. So look in your app store, see if you can find it. It's something I'm trying, and I'm holding myself accountable to make sure that I take time for self-care. It's really important, especially if you're really busy throughout the week. Just take, even if it's like a Monday morning and you can, or a Sunday night, just a couple hours, or even if it's like 45 minutes, get a good like meditation in. If you want to work out, listen to podcasts on your walk. And speaking of podcasts, getting into personal development, I've invested in some energy coaching, some life coaching this summer, and I've fallen behind on my life coaching is done. My energy healing is not done, and I'm super behind on that. So as far as personal development, that's something I really needed in my life. Otherwise, I wouldn't have invested in it. So I need to get back on track with that. Of course, my exercise, and I'm getting my mind and body right with my NMO, with all new therapists and specialists, and I'm super excited about that. It's something I really needed, and I am going to once again, try to eliminate Diet Coke from my life. I've cut way back, and I'm not buying it for the house anymore. A fountain Diet Coke is literally my favorite thing in life, especially if it comes with crushed ice from like Arco gas station or the dollar ones from McDonald's. But going to McDonald's and not having something from there besides my soda is sometimes hard. But yesterday was day one. I actually haven't had a Diet Coke in a couple days, but I wanted to start this accountability for myself yesterday. So today's day two, no Diet Coke. I'm attempting to, and you notice I'm saying attempting and trying because done is better than perfect, like you always hear everyone say. And I'm just going to try my best. So I'm going to try to drink half my body weight, which is a shit ton of water. And I'm going to not have Diet Coke. And I'm going to try to do this for 30 days. So today's day two. So I have 28 to go. And you don't need to start on the first of the month. What is today? I don't even know. The 23rd. So I'm starting a week early. So I'm getting a jump start on my new life. So I'm going to, for the next 30 days, do as many walks as I can, not have Diet Coke, drink half my body weight worth of water, and make sure I'm taking time for self-care because I really need it. Meditation, sleeping apps, you know, eating healthy, catching up on my coaching, and of course, reading some books. I have three that I've been carrying around forever that I have not even opened. One I'm like a little bit through, but I've just been so busy. And you need to take the time to do these things. I don't feel well when I'm running around and I'm not doing stuff for myself. And I help a lot of people out and it feels great. But at the end of the day, I don't feel good when I'm not staying on track with things that I'm used to doing, certain days, times. So I'm getting myself back on track with my personal development. I listened to, I think, 5 hours of podcasts last night, and I felt so good about it. And as a podcaster myself, I listen to all kinds of podcasts, whether it's like business, health and wellness, and so many more. And I just really feel good after listening to podcasts, doing meditations, eating healthy, working out. And that's it. So if you are interested in some healthy recipes, if you're interested in more self-care and personal development tips, come on over to our Facebook group, the Happy Workaholic Podcast, and let's keep each other accountable. I'm keeping myself accountable by writing it in my planner every day and sharing it with all of you. So I'm going to be talking about it more in the Facebook group, and I would love to have you in there and talk about some of your favorite tips and tricks when it comes to holding yourself accountable and eating more healthy meals and doing more workouts. And maybe you have like this great workout or great meditation you want to share. You can absolutely do that in the group. So I wanted to just take a couple minutes and share what's going on in my life and hope that maybe it will help you in yours. And that's all I have for today. So I hope that you guys are having a great week. And I hope that whatever you are doing, you're holding yourself accountable. And if you need an extra hand or voice, I'm always here for you. And there's a bunch of others in our group that will be there to support you. So whatever the case may be, I hope to see you over there. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, leverage your LinkedIn and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.